Hi, I'm Robert Green. Welcome to another episode of Visual Studio Toolbox. Previously on Visual Studio Toolbox, we looked at the productivity power tools. And in this episode, we're going to continue looking at them because there's more I want to show you. So here's my solution, same solution I was working with last time. It's the Gizmo Ball solution. And I'm going to typically be writing some code, so I'm going to open up a bunch of code files. I can actually, in the productivity power tools, highlight a number of them, press enter, and they all open up. But I'm going to need more, so I'll open this one, and this one, and this one. And I have a bunch of files that I want to open up. Okay, that'll do it. Now, pretty quickly, I run out of room up here in this area here, which is known as the document tab well. So notice only 5 files show up, although I have more. But with the productivity power tools, we have enhancements to the document tab well, so now I have a scroll button, so I can scroll right, I can scroll left, and I can scroll through all of the open files. Now if I want to see what's open, I can come over here and click the drop down, and here's a list of all of the files that are open. The ones that are in normal type are visible in the document tab well, and the ones that are in italics are the ones that are open but not visible in the tab well. And the one that's bold is the one that's currently open. Now maybe I want to see all of them, so maybe I have a big enough monitor, so I could click Customize here or right-click in the tab well and choose Customize, and this brings up the Options dialog, and there is a choice here to show tabs vertically. If I click OK now, all of the files appear vertically in this vertical tab well. Now notice there's no ability to scroll up and down because they all fit. If I opened up another 20 or 30 files, then I would have the ability to scroll up and down. But here you can see that they all appear. If I'm done looking at them vertically, I just customize and uncheck that, and they go back to the top. Now there are certain files that I always want to be looking at. So for example, ball is important. If I highlight this, there's a pin that shows up, and if I click that pin, I can actually pin this file. And the other one that I want to pin is Gizmo. I can click the pin, or I can right-click and choose Pin Tab. And now these two files are pinned on the left, and I can scroll everything to the right of that. Now, if I keep pinning things, then I'm pretty quickly going to run out of room in the scrollable region. So maybe what I'll do there is click Customize, come in here and show pinned tabs in a separate row. Now the top row is the pinned and the bottom row are the unpinned. And of course I can move things back to the unpinned row by unpinning them. Now notice that the files in here in this drop-down list are in alphabetical order. Notice also that it shows me which files are pinned. But these are in alphabetical order, but the files in the document tab well are not necessarily in alphabetical order. Well, I can change that. I can, again, come into Customize and say that I want the tabs sorted alphabetically. And now these are in alphabetical order, which, by the way, means that I cannot drag them to a new location. Okay, so I have a bunch of files open in the engine project. I'm going to work with files in the other projects. If I open a couple files from the physics project, notice that they're in a different color. Same is true if I open files from the test project, and as you would suspect, same is true if I open files from the UI project. Every project gets its own colors. Now you ask, can I change those colors? Of course. I right-click, I customize, I come to color coding, and there are 15 colors defined for the first 15 projects. I can choose the tab color as well as selected text and unselected text. And I can also set up regular expressions to control tab color. Now let's say I have multiple monitors. So I'm going to drag this over here and let's say this is my first monitor. Now maybe I want to always be able to see Gizmo. So I can grab this and drag this out of here and notice that it's in its own window. I have now a floating document tab well which I can pin over here or put on my second monitor. So this right-hand side is my other monitor. I can also move ball over here and put this up here. I can pin, I can unpin, and as many windows as I drag off, I'll have that many floating document tab wells. Now if I want to put these back, I just drag them back And I can drag this entire tab well with all of these files, put it back in there, and now everything's back in the same window. I did lose a couple of my pins, so I'm going to put Gizmo back up there. Okay, now I have a lot of files open. I want to start getting rid of some of these. Of course, I can come and click close on every individual one, but I can also click this X over here in the document tab well and start closing files without having to move the mouse. What I can also do is right click and close all but pinned. I can also right click and close all but this. All right, now I want my Gizmo file open. Okay, now I'm in here writing code. We've seen the document tab well. Let's look at being able to navigate around inside Visual Studio. There are over 4,000 commands in Visual Studio, and something like 600 of them have keyboard shortcuts. And of those 600, I have maybe 5 memorized. Now, sometimes I know exactly what to do. I want to create a new project, I know that I can click here. I want to run my project, I can click here. I also know that Control-Shift-N brings up new project, and Control-Shift-O brings up open project, and I think I might know a couple other ones, but that's pretty much it. The Productivity Power Tools says you don't have to remember where things are in the menus, you don't have to remember the keyboard shortcuts, because you can press Control-3 and call up the Quick Access. And the Quick Access gives you the ability to search for things inside the IDE. So for example, I want to add a class to this project. I just type add class, there's project add class, I press enter, here's the add new item dialog with classes. Or maybe I want to create a new class library, so I type class L, here's class library, and new project dialog comes up with class library. Now, rather than have this thing constantly appear and disappear, I'm going to pin it right over there so I can always find it. Now I type class. There's the most recently used, there's menu items that have class, there's project templates that have class. If I press Control-3 over and over, I can scroll through these and just find the ones I'm looking for. Now this works for not just adding classes. Let's say I have the UI open. So I come down here and let's open up the board dialog XAML file. Remember, this is a WPF project. And I don't have my toolbox. Yes, I know I can go to View, Toolbox. I might remember that Control-Alt-X brings up the toolbox. I can also do Control-3, Toolbox, Enter, and view the toolbox. This works for any dialog. So for example, I can do data sources and add a new data source. So by the time you get used to this, Control-3, start typing, press enter is going to be way faster than having to search around in the menus or remember the keyboard shortcuts. Now if you have files open, if I type Gizmo, it opens up Gizmo since that was open. And also, I saved my favorite one for last, if I type font, it takes me to Tools, Options, Environment, Fonts and Colors, and I can change the fonts. Okay, so that is quick access. That's searching around within Visual Studio. What about searching around inside your code? Okay, so I want to compare and contrast, so I'm going to disable the Productivity Power Tools, go into the Extension Manager, and disable this. I can uninstall it from here, or I can just temporarily disable it. I'll restart Visual Studio. And the Gizmo project's already open. And wait for it. So now I want to search around in here. I'll press Control F. Here's the familiar find and replace dialog. And if I expand here, I find options. And yes, I can search around in here. So I can search for engine, find and next. But the problem with this dialog is it's gigantic. All I want to do is find engine, and it's taking up a huge amount of real estate and blocking my code. And also, as many people noticed, Every time you opened it, it grew by a pixel, so it kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. That, by the way, has been fixed in Service Pack 1. That no longer happens, but it still blocks my code. So now I'm going to re-enable the productivity power tools and see how they help with finding. Restart, come out, Visual Studio comes back. And notice there are new extension updates available. So when Visual Studio starts, it checks to see if any of the extensions I have installed have updates. And in fact, it turns out that there's an update to the productivity power tools. I'm going to install that later. Now, you can actually control that. So in the options under Environment Extension Manager, you can, I think by default it's on, automatically check for updates. If you didn't want that to happen, you could turn that off. I don't know why you would, but you can. All right, so now I have the productivity power tools up, and I'm in my project, and I want to find. I press Control F. Here's the new find. Out of the way in the upper right, I type engine, and it shows me engine, and to see more, I can find next, find previous. If I want to replace, I click here to toggle. And if I want to see more options, I click this arrow here. I can match whole words, I can match case. I can also use regular expressions. So I could type public /w+loc. And I can find location. If I typed loc, I'd see everything that started with loc. And if I don't remember if I declared this virtual or not, I don't have to remember because it finds the definition of location here. Now, if I type something that doesn't exist, then the box gets highlighted in red. Now, these regular expressions, by the way, are .NET regular expressions. Visual Studio shipped with POSIX regular expressions, but the regular expressions that are used in this find dialog are .NET regular expressions. That's pretty cool. So, just to review, Control F brings the quick find, Control H, find and replace. If I press Control Shift F, there's the older find and replace, Control Shift H is the older replace. Okay. So now, I'm in here, I'm writing code. Let's see how there are enhancements to the scroll bar to help me figure out what's going on. Now, it's kind of hard to notice, but if I zoom in, you can see that in the scroll bar, there is a blue rectangle. And that blue rectangle shows me where in the project the cursor location is. And of course, if I come up and click here, then the blue rectangle moves. And if I highlight Giz Manager and scroll in, notice that again the blue rectangle is where the cursor is. The purple rectangles show me lines with similar code. So it shows me where there are other lines with Giz Manager. Now if I put a breakpoint here, let's say right here, then I get a red rectangle in the scroll bar. Zoom in to see that. And let's say I put a bookmark here. Now, I absolutely can never remember what the menu is for bookmarks, and since I've practiced this demo over and over again, I now kind of know where they are in the menus, but I can just type bookmarks, toggle a bookmark. I love that quick access. And now, if I zoom in, that light blue rectangle shows me bookmarks. And if I toggle that, then the blue bookmark goes away, and of course if I take the breakpoint out, the red rectangle goes away. Okay, so now let's make some changes to code. So I'm going to right-click on Total Gizmos, and I'm going to rename it to All the Gizmos. And notice that in the tool, and notice that in the scroll bar, I now have green rectangles for the changes I just made. Okay, so if I come up here again, press Control F, and look for Gizmo, wow, I got a bunch of things in the scroll bar. The orange rectangles are the results of finding, and the purple rectangles, again, are lines with similar code. So now watch what happens if I replace Gizmo with Gizmo thingies, and let's replace all of them. Okay, what do we got? We've got yellow showing me changes that are not quite kosher, and all these reds are errors because I, of course, have now completely broken the code. So let's undo that. And at that point, the reds disappear, and if I close the find dialog, the oranges disappear, and I still have a mistake somewhere in here, which is okay because I'm not going to save these changes. Now, if you want to control things in the scroll bar, you actually can do that. So maybe I don't want quite so many things in the scroll bar. I can go to the options for enhanced scroll bar. Maybe I don't want to track changes in the scroll bar. Maybe I don't want bookmarks and breakpoints in the scroll bar. That's fine. Okay. Now, another enhancement in the scroll bar. Let's say I'm down here in all the gizmos, and I know that's an integer, but I want to know what it was initialized to. Well, yes, I could find it. I could scroll back up, but I don't want to necessarily leave where I'm at. Well, if I right-click in the scroll bar and I choose Show Map Mode, now when I hover over the scroll bar, I can actually see the code. So I could now scroll up to where all the gizmos is defined and see that, oh, that's right, it's static, and it was initialized to zero. So I can view all of the code in here without having to move the cursor. For more, I can show Full Mode, and this shows me basically my entire code file. And this rectangle here is what's visible on the screen. I still get to see the code as I scroll, but I can also now see exactly where I am in the file as I scroll up and down. Okay, before we move on, let me show you a couple other enhancements. Oh, by the way, if I want to go back to just the regular scroll bar mode, I can do that. So a couple other enhancements in the Productivity Power Tools. If I select a line of code, it gets highlighted. Or if I click in a line of code, excuse me, it gets highlighted. If I triple click, the entire line gets selected. And I can also move code around. So let's say I want Time to Collide to be somewhere else. Well, of course, I can highlight it and then drag it with the mouse. What I can also do is hold down the Alt key and up and down arrow to move this code. That works just for single lines. It, of course, works for entire methods. I can drag them up and down. Now, in addition, let's say I want to learn a little bit more about location. I hover over it and I see that it's in the engine project, and I showed last time that there is this interactive toolbar that I can see. But let's say I want to go to the code. Well, of course, I can right click on it and go to definition, but with the Productivity Power Tools, I hold down the control key and this is now a link. I click it, I go directly to location. So this works with my code. It also works with things like XML attribute. That would now show me the metadata. Okay. Now, I want to talk about adding references. But before I do that, I want to not save any of the changes to this project. And I want to actually open up a different project. So I'm going to leave the Gizmo Ball and go work with this Netflix project. And this Netflix project, again, is a WPF application with both VB and C# clients that call out to Netflix and bring back movie titles, and it uses OData, and it's a pretty nice application. Okay, so now I'm going to turn off the Productivity Power Tools. So go to the Extension Manager and disable the Productivity Power Tools. Restart. And interestingly, it restarts and calls up the Gizmo Ball. That have to tell the team about that. All right, so here's Netflix. Okay, now, what I want to do is add a reference to system.web. So I right-click and I add reference. And as you know, the add reference dialog was the source of a lot of suggestions, and in Visual Studio 2010 it was improved. It now shows up with projects, and now in the background the .NET assemblies are being loaded. And after a certain amount of time, they all show up, and I want to add a reference to system.web and I cannot. It is not listed, and that is because WPF projects by default target the framework for client profile, and system.web is not in the client profile. So I can't add a reference to system.web unless I cancel out of here, come into the project designer, and go down and manually change the target framework to .NET Framework 4. And then I could add a reference to system.web. Well, the productivity power tools make that easier. So let's re-enable them. Come back in. Hey, it opened up Gizmo Ball again. And it continues to remind me that extension updates are available, which I could install, but in the interest of time, I'm going to keep going. Okay, so now I right-click on this and check Add Reference, and notice that we show up in the .NET assemblies, and they're already there. The caching has already taken place before I open the Add Reference dialog when I have the productivity power tools installed. So here are all of the assemblies in the framework. The ones I'm using are checked. If I select one, I can see more information on it. They're broken out into core framework as well as extensions. Here are all the extensions. Here, of course, is common, recent, and projects. Also notice that they're all here, including the ones that aren't in the client profile. So if I come down to system.web, here it is. I can still add a reference to it, and then I'm going to be told the project will be retargeted. I close. I'm asked, do you want to retarget the project? I say, you bet. And now, if I come in and check, the project has been retargeted to the framework 4, and the reference has been added to system.web. So that's nice. Now, we'll close with a couple other things. One of the features of the productivity power tools is called automatic brace completion. So let's add a method here, call it do something, and notice when I hit the left parenthesis, the right one's added automatically. And if I say dim my name as string equals, and I type quote, the second quote is added automatically. That works in both VB and C sharp. So we'll come in and do something similar in C sharp. Private void, do something. There's the right bracket. And then when I type the left curly brace, the right one is added automatically. Might take a little bit of getting used to. You might wind up typing two right curly braces until you get used to it. But when you do, that will save you quite a bit of typing, I think. And the last thing I want to cover is a feature that, just to review, this feature was added to Visual Studio 2010, the ability in C Sharp to organize usings. Remove the ones you're not using, sort them, remove the unused ones and sort. With the productivity power tools, that capability is now added to VB. So that is the productivity power tools. I hope you've enjoyed the first two episodes of this show. I hope you go and download the productivity power tools, use them, let us know what you like about them, and see you next time on Visual Studio Toolbox.